even upon recognizing that these individuals are conniving, willing to harm others for the sake of their own benefit, one might still counter that nonetheless this situation is different. I see with my own eyes that they genuinely want what is my best interest. They care about me, even if they don't care about others, a person might say, I know I'm different. The Gra explains that Shlomo HaMelech is here responding to that very claim, reminding those easily lured by this line of thought that every bird, before it is captured, is sincerely convinced that the kernels of grain beneath the trap are given away freely and for the sake of the creature's own good. They are not, of course. Thinking clearly, one can recognize the same and equivalent human scenarios. Rav Meir Twersky Shlita once highlighted this point and noted a particular problem many of us fall prey to. We understand certain basic axiomatic truths in life, the types of things we have heard since we were young and have seen to be correct experientially. We pass these common sense principles on to our children and frequently quote them. Yet amazingly, when we are actually encountering a situation where the underlying message ought to apply, we instinctively assume we are exceptional, that for some reason we are different and the principle is inapplicable. In truth, it is rare in the extreme for the rationalizations we establish as ample evidence for our uniquely exceptional status to be legitimate. Yet somehow, we are willing to act and live in accordance with this fantasy. And then the trap falls, and our mistakes have cost us dearly. What Shlomo HaMelech and the Vilna Gaon advise here is to never let that happen, to never presume the inapplicability of powerfully established life principles unless we have checked, quadruple checked, that our assessment is honest and objective.